If you've called a hotel lately, a hospital, or an airline, and found yourself talking to a computer voice instead of a person, you've likely run into what's called an AI agent. It's one of the biggest topics at the AI Engineer Awards Fair happening in San Francisco this week, where thousands of software engineers have gathered to build the next generation of these tools. So, what exactly is an AI agent? Similar to chatbots like Claude and ChatGPT, AI agents have tools and capabilities that let them accomplish tasks beyond simply making conversation. Evan Mendenhall, founder of a company called Professional AI Agents, explained it in plain terms.
You could talk to ChatGPT and say, "Hey, I would like you to send an email to my mom that I'm going to be in town later." And then if it's an agent, then it has the tool, the program tool, to be able to take action in software.
Mendenhall says that same idea is already showing up in ways many people may not even notice yet.
Pretty soon they're going to be booking hotels, basically, which is nice, booking flights. There are agents that I learned about at the Twilio Signal event that will notify your family, friends, and company about flight delays. So you can basically just tell the agent what your flight plans are. And you know how every plan's always delayed here and there. Well, now everybody gets notified. You don't even have to think about it.
Christian Bochniak, a senior software engineer from the Netherlands, says the same technology that books a flight is also starting to take over more of his own job.
Last year, I was developing 80% of my time still writing my own code, and 20% of the time I was asking agent instead of Stack Overflow. This year, I think I haven't even touched the code base manually. I let the agent do the job and I only review it.
Outside the fair, Maximilian Mezonas, founder of Upside AI, pitches a tool aimed at a hospitality problem: hotel and campground front desk that never pick up the phone.
It's a frustrating experience to wait 8 hours for a callback when you just want to have a simple question answered. So we replace their voicemail system with an AI agent. We're not replacing their people, but rather just the voicemail itself, so that if someone calls in, when they call in, they are always able to get what they need and always able to make a reservation over the phone 24/7.
Mezonas also addresses the big concern about AI replacing human jobs. He says since AI will be replacing mundane tasks, he encourages everyone to learn how to build AI agents.
If we can all learn how to build AI agents, then we can all automate away the tasks that don't need humans, and we can focus on the stuff that we really like to do, like being creative and connecting with people and more human tasks.
Rich Samparas, the Chief Technology Officer attending the fair, brings up what's called the AI productivity paradox, which says that as AI tools make tasks faster, efficiency would translate into heavier workloads for employees.
If you enable more labor, better efficiency, instead of reducing the amount of work people do, they will instead just do more work. So you'll just end up with a massive productivity multiplication across any industry that has thinking.
Bochniak thinks the AI boom is not just a trend, but a new milestone in human history.
This is the first time in human history where we are actually scaling intelligence, which creates a very different disruption in every industries. If we are getting closer to the base level of human intelligence and we can scale it out, then eventually I think every single job is impacted. And the most that are see being replaced are related to anything that's with writing and voice, because these large language models are the best currently with text and text production.
Goldman Sachs research estimates that 300 million jobs globally could be automated by AI, but the same research notes AI is also likely to help create jobs as well. Reporting from San Francisco, I'm Annetta Felix for KPFA Radio.